A small group of Cuban dive instructors have started a project to grow corals and replant them. The divers hope to restore part of Cuba's barrier reef, and they are working with limited financial support and using materials recovered from the coast. Luis Muino is one of the project's leaders. The 44-year-old fisherman grew up on Cuba's north coast. He said he saw his beloved reefs outside the mouth of Matanzas Harbor slowly weaken and the number of fish lessen over the years. Muino told Reuters, "It's incredible the loss of coral in the past 30 years." He added, "Our dream is to repopulate again the parts of the barrier reef that have lost their corals." To make that happen, Muino worked with other dive instructors and neighborhood school children, with support from Cuba's National Aquarium and the Cuban environmental program Ecovalor. They began collecting pieces of coral spread across the ocean floor after large storms 3 years ago. The pieces were then hung on branches of underwater trees made from old plastic pipes and supported by fishing lines recovered from the coast. Muino said the pieces grow quickly. They are then replanted on the coral reef, attached by nails driven into the rock. In a year, most survive and grow enough to repopulate part of the barrier reef between 60 to 80 meters in length, he said. "It's a project that takes time," said co-worker Michel Soto. He said the project has done better than expectations, even with little financial support and limited equipment in Cuba. He commented, "Everything is difficult, but we keep pushing ahead, and we are making progress." Like many coral reefs around the world, the ones in Cuba are threatened by changing water temperatures, invasive plants and animals, pollution, and overfishing. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says the world has already lost 30-50% of its coral reefs. Karine Guiavic is a French diver who just visited Cuba for the first time. She said the reef looked better than others she had seen on dives elsewhere in the world, including in Africa. "The coral needs to be protected," she said, after two dives on a recent trip to nearby Baradero. She said, "It's good to see that in Cuba, they take care of what they have, and that it is still not too affected by too much tourism." Muino said a healthy reef and a happy tourist are his real reward. "We do this out of love for the reef," Muino added. I'm Gregory Stockel.